and will stay in San Francisco now to learn more about the city's first ever drag laureate. Here's KQED culture reporter Ariana Prale.
Darcy Drollinger is a theater queen, a cabaret queen.
I never met a man with such a big personality, such a big heart, such a big sausage. Inventory. You see, Don was a butcher, not just any butcher. Don was a salamist.
That's Drollinger, who's been doing drag since the 90s, performing some of his act, which he describes as slapstick body theater slash cabaret. His next act as Drag Laureate of San Francisco isn't only the first title of its kind in the city, but the nation. Over the 18-month term, Drollinger says he'll serve as an ambassador for local drag artists and the city's nightlife.
I come from the entertainment world, from the nightlife world, and so those are two worlds that I'm going to advocate for, but also really working to elevate and honor the art of drag.
San Francisco's drag scene is one that Drollinger, who was born here, has developed a deep affection for since returning to the city in 2011 because of how local artists have changed the face of drag.
You can see it everywhere now, where we create drag shows that are a narrative. I mean, I'm all for a good old-fashioned lip sync, but these people are telling stories and creating live music videos and really pushing the boundaries of what drag is.
Drollinger is also owner and artistic director of Oasis, an internationally acclaimed drag nightclub and cabaret that's home to a strong, inclusive community, which, during the height of the pandemic, organized services like Meals on Heels, a drag meal delivery service for those in need. They've held Narcan training at the club, too.
Darcy is a force of nature. She literally, I don't think there's anything that Darcy can't do.
That's Bay Area drag queen and longtime activist Sister Roma of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. She sat on the mayor's selection committee for the drag laureate position.
The first drag laureate in the country is huge because drag is under attack. Queer people are under attack. Trans people are under attack. And it's more important than ever that we have visibility and we have the support of our community and our allies.
2023 has already been a record year for anti-trans legislation in the U.S. 78 laws have been passed, and the number of active bills is approaching 400. In April, Tennessee became the first state to criminalize drag performances. The law's been temporarily blocked in federal court, but at least 14 other states are introducing their own anti-drag legislation. Juanita Moore, a local drag queen who co-leads the People's March and Rally later this month, in the tradition of early queer civil rights fights that originally established Pride, sees a clear call to action.
We're going to see more drag laureates across the country, which is super exciting. I hope they all take this position as seriously as it really is.
Indeed, West Hollywood is currently reviewing applications for its own drag laureate. And here in San Francisco, Drollinger is ready to roll up her sequin sleeves.
And the timing is just so right to say, okay, Tennessee, you want to outlaw this? We're actually going to put it on a platform and, raise it up.
Raise it up high and with pride. I'm Ariana Prale, KQED News.
And Darcy Drollinger will raise the pride flag at City Hall today. I'm Brian Watt. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.